And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goober, Goober. Hello. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I've got bugger all this week.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, so might as well get on with the first song. This is Piss Ant. Listen to the chop tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Piss Ant from their album Speak Up, which came through the lovely STP Records and the lovely Psychobilly Stew. Hello, mate. Thanks very much for sending us that. A very, very good album indeed. I'd suggest you find out more about them. Best way to do that, go to their website. What's that, Tony?
Pissant.com.
Very close. It's piss-ant.com. So you were close, but no cigar. Paulie being internet one, Tony nil. Listen, I've had nothing from listeners this week at all. So what I thought I'd do was give you guys out there a way to get in touch with us in case I've let that go of recent weeks. I'm not sure. I never get around to what I'm supposed to. If you have a joke for us, this is the sort of thing you're supposed to do at the end of the show, I realise, but I feel I need to do it properly and stuff. If you have a joke for us, send it to Comedy Suburbs at paulieb@punkyradio.com. Similarly, if you have a poem for us, send us it to Poetry Corner at paulieb@punkyradio.com. And I like getting those. I'll tell you what else haven't I had recently that I'd normally have? Anything?
Judgmental, but I don't know if you really...
The judge has gone.
Has he gone, has he?
The judge is gone. He was a part of my psyche that has died.
Oh.
Like so many of the other parts of my brain, Tony. So I'm going to ask you straight up, have you done anything in the last few days?
Got a new car.
Oh,
which
how
is great.
Is it?
Very, very nice.
Yeah, is it really? Are you just... The whole point of you getting a hybrid was to be more economical and greener, yes?
Yes.
Yes. But are you driving it around constantly because you're loving it?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of defeats the object, doesn't it?
A little bit, but I still got a smile on my face. It's very nice.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough. Have you got any photos of it up?
There's one on Facebook.
Excellent. Is there one of you driving it?
No.
Anytime I get a new car, I have a photo of me leaning out of the driver's side window and go, yeah, it's my new car.
Okay.
I suggest you do the same thing. Maybe you could stick it on the Punky Radio page on Facebook. Something I will admit, I haven't checked this week. You could all have left comments on there. I've just realised that. I'll maybe look at that during the show, see if there's anything there. In the meantime, should we get on with the next song?
Yep, okay.
Right, this is I know this is all a bit brief at the start. You know, we'll relax into the show this week, I'm sure. I'll probably relax after the next song. This is from a band called 69ers, Tony. I'm always relaxed after 69ers. This is from their album, Too Drunk to Truck. And it's on Voodoo Rhythm Records. What I want to know is, Tony, what is 69ers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/69ers?
No, not even close. MySpace.com/ that's the way to go.
Huh.
And I think it is. One of the very good ways to go would be like that. Certainly, this is something I'd say on the Vinegar Strokes. Almost done.
On a Monday, I was arrested. And on a Tuesday, I was locked up in jail. On a Wednesday, my trial was attested. And on a Thursday, nobody would throw my bail. Almost done. Yes, I'm almost done. Almost done. Well, I ain't gonna bring them yellow women no pail. Take these stripes from round my shoulder. Take these chains from round my legs. Lord, these stripes sure don't worry me. But these chains gotta kill me dead. Almost done. Yes, I'm almost done. Almost done. Well, I ain't gonna bring down yellow women no pale. Saturday, she locked me out the door. On a Sunday, sat down and talking. And on a Monday, she pawned all of my clothes. Almost done. Yes, I'm almost done. Almost done. Well, I ain't gonna bring them yellow women no pail. Said I ain't gonna bring them yellow.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You have done a great job. You know what, Tony? You're consistent in your output.
True.
Unlike our listeners. However, they have possibly redeemed themselves in some way on Podcast Alley. Have you got any comments?
I have.
Nice.
Got a couple. Thank you for both of your votes this week. Need more, and I appreciate it's quiet time, and maybe, I don't know, holidays, the sun's out, I don't know, but take a moment and vote for us if you can.
The sun can't be out everywhere in the world.
No, it can't be, can it? No.
No.
Please vote for us. go to punkybeige.com.
This is turning into a bit of a begging show, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. Quite right, Tim. Top of the screen, important, please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment, if you so wish, to read them out. It's early May, April, so we've still plenty of time to vote for us, but get them in. Early Easter present, consider it. And here's the top two for this week. Nearly two, thank you very much. Rocks, Punky style. Happy April. I'm finally caught up with Punky episodes. I fried my brains doing it. I hope you are happy. Cheers, guys. Scott Jakubik. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Scott. And yes, I think Punky's worth frying your brains for.
Yeah.
I've certainly found that over the last Christ knows how many shows as we approach our 300th. Have we decided what we're going to do for our 300th, by the way?
No, we were talking about maybe having a best of music special.
Right then, listeners, we want your favourite ever songs that have been played on Punky Radio. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your request for the best songs you've ever heard on Punky Radio, and we'll play them on the 300th.
Yep. So you've got 6 weeks, because it's 294 this week.
Don't get me started on that again.
Last one, April vote. April comes but once a year, and finally it comes. Time for sun and lots of drinking and doing the misses up the bum. That's from Hundred Hybrid Hearn. Thank you very much, Hundred Hybrid Hearn. I think that's Pat Boy. But thanks, Pat Boy.
Do you?
Yeah. I think so.
Is that identity theft? Why do you think that's Pat Boy?
Because he always changes his name, the email address.
Right.
I think he can use anything at anything.
Anything at anything, that's quite a powerful email address.
And also,
he must get everyone's email in the world.
Yeah. I think also he commented on my car on the same day as well.
Oh, right, okay. Hope you're well, fat boy.
Sherlock Hearn.
I hope life is Sherlock Hearn. Elementary, you dear Watson. Does that conclude podcast, Harry?
That concludes it, yeah.
I don't think I voted either. You know, it's you are not the only ones to blame, listeners. I haven't done very much. I've been busy. I'm going to get on the next song, mate.
Okay.
I think that'd be sensible, wouldn't it? This is one of the best albums come out this year, in my opinion, so far. It is only April, but it's a bloody good one. This is Stand Out Riot.
Your skill to the challenge of
You're listening to Dead Cities Underneath us right now. Thank you for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was Standout Riot from their album The Gentleman Bandits, and a song called Cow for Something. I do recommend you get your hands on this particular slab of sort of hardcore ska punk, brass heavy, 100 mile an hour nonsense. I am liking it very much. I'm liking it very much indeed. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Standout Riot's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/StandoutRiot.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, the Internet Two. You might, regular listeners to the show will know that we have stopped doing the MySpace page for every band. What I do is now, every band that we play, I type their name into the internet and the most popular website for them, the place at the top of the tags thing, is the one that we give them.
Okay.
Yeah, I do it that way. So the thing that I found the easiest to find is the thing that you should find the easiest to find as well. That's a lot of me saying find. Anyway, that's it. Do check them out there on TNS Records. That's not skanky. So last week, Tony, I was up to my eyes in new acts.
Oh, your new act competition, wasn't it?
Yeah. Thursday night in Luton, I had 9 new acts. And at my mate Steve's show, as part of the Last Minute Comedy Club New Comedian of the Year competition, and what a brilliant night it was. Thanks very much to Stephen Escobar. It was hilarious. At the end of the night, I say the end of the night, probably in the early hours of the morning, in fact, because we seem to be fairly good at not finishing the show, ever. It just seems to be on a roll, rather like Tales of Nonsense. And I was standing at the bar with Steve's girlfriend's daughter, and I said something untoward, of course. She slapped me on the arm. So I slapped her on the arm back, because I am all about equality.
Okay.
I'm all about equality. Girl hits me, I hit her back. Exactly the same power that she hits me, unless, of course, she's really, really strong. Right, anyway, she hit me on the arm, so I hit her on the arm. So then she hit me on the arm again. So then I hit her on the arm again. So then she dead-armed me. So I dead-armed her. Right? So then she went and dead-legged me, but I actually got the dead leg in first. At which point, this bloke went over and said, excuse me. He went, yes. And I thought he was going to say, you know, you really shouldn't hit women and all that sort of thing. And he just went, are you two married? No, we just don't like each other. But, yeah, so anyway, that was that. Friday night was my new act competition in Hitchin, and I got 7 comedians on. I was expecting a couple more, but that worked out really, really well as well. There's just some brilliant acts, honestly. Saturday night in Letchworth, possibly the highlight of the weekend for me. A new act competition at my comedy club in Letchworth. 9 comedians on, I think. Did we have 8 or 9? 9, I think. Some real, real brilliant ones. And a half Welsh, half Spanish comic called Ignacio Lopez, who, let's just say, brought the house down. I think I went out after the guy. Yeah, I went down the tavern afterwards, had a few ales, drank smart. I drank smart, Tony, because I'd been driving up to that point, so I didn't get there till 11:30. So I had to play catch-up, and I did. Sunday night, we did the new act show in Chigwell. Not that great.
Cool.
After all that, it wasn't cool. You weren't even listening, were you? I said, not that great, and you said, cool.
I did pick up what the last word was.
No, you were knitting, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I don't know if the audience was a bit flat or the acts weren't quite as good as the other nights, but it was just a bit boring. But in the afternoon, something really funny happened, and I'm not calling this a word of the week, Tone. I'm not calling it a word of the week. It's just a funny thing that happened, but I went for lunch with my friends, right? And They do a Sunday lunch in a pub in the village outside of Letchworth, and they do 4 different roasts each week, but they're never it's never just pork or beef or chicken. It's always something chicken, or it's always regionally sourced, whatever. For example, I had Gressingham duck, and then there was a pork from somewhere and a chicken from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And there was beef from the Isle of Man. Right. So I'm sat there across the table from my female friend. I'm not saying her name because obviously it's quite embarrassing what happened for her. Right. Waiter comes over. What would you like? I say we both like the roast. And he said, what would you like? I said, because you abbreviate, don't you? You don't go through the whole thing on the menu. I said, I'll have the duck. And he went, brilliant. And he said to her, what would you like? And she said, I love man beef. I think she wanted to say, I love man beef. The way she said it was, I love man beef. Well, I spat me shandy, right? That could be a phrase of the week in itself. I spat my shandy. The waiter pissed himself laughing and went, I'm not taking your order. We've got a new girl in. She's only 17. I'm going to make her do it. So he went off, told this poor girl to come over and ask these two giggling fuckwits what they'd like to eat. The waiter was standing behind the bar listening out. And the girl again, she came over to me first. I said, yeah, we'd like the roast, please. What would you like? I said, I'll have the duck. Turned around to my friend, and before she could even ask her, her friend just looked at her, opened her eyes really wide, smiled, and went, I love man beef. Poor little girl took a second to get it, blushed, ran off as well. It was very funny. So I don't know how, that's why I can't have it as a word of the week, because it was very much of the moment thing. Mm. But I spent the rest of the day just saying, I love man beef. I love man beef. Out loud. And I think people start to think by the end of the night I did actually like Mambi. Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the kind of thrilling thing that I get up to on a Sunday afternoon. The duck was very good, thanks for asking. I'm going to get on with the next song time. This is just such a ramble this week. This is a band who come via a compilation called Rock Around the Lock, The Real Sound of Camden, that came out, God, 14 years ago. And I was handed it by Ricky Braun. You might remember my mate Ricky Braun, who was in the Space Cadets. He's also in a band called The Big Six, who've got a couple of tracks on this. Interestingly, there's also a couple of tracks by Restless on this that I'm sort of mates with them as well now. But I was having a listen through it, and there's a band called The Flaming Stars that this is very much a sort of, not traditional rockabilly, but a very sort of rockabilly CD. But there's a couple of tracks that aren't, one of them being The Flaming Stars. And it's a sort of quite a 60s garage number, this. Flaming Stars are made up of original members from the Stingrays, Gallon Drunk, and one or two others. They're kind of, I don't know, I don't even know whether they're still going, mate. I think they are, but I don't know for sure. Because this is just quite an old CD, and it's just quite a really good song. And second half of the show is really quite garagey, so I thought we'd tee it up with this. What I want to know is, what is the Flaming Stars MySpace page?
myspace.com/theflamingstars.
It is.
Yeah.
Tony 2, Polly B and Internet 2. This is Like Trash.
Everybody loves you for the way you smile.
till the car you're driving goes out of style. Shoes don't fit, you run out of cash. You turn around, they treat you like trash. Ah, oh, they treat you like trash. Yeah, they treat you like trash.
That was the Flaming Stars, Like Trash. That is a dirty little rocker if ever I saw one. I didn't realise how much I'd waffled in the last bit, Tone, so I'm just going to crack on with the next song straight away and we'll get back into the good stuff. I say the good stuff, I mean we'll get back into the bad stuff. I was talking after another great track. I'll tell you about it after you've heard it. Sweet Jane, Close Your Eyes.
Just close your eyes.
You listen to the Rich Morton sound underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sweet Jane. They're a band from Ireland, and they've come through via Manila PR, and that's their new single, Close Your Eyes. What do I know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sweet Jane?
No. MySpace.com/official Sweet Jane.
Right.
Paulie B on the Internet 3. Tony 2. Have you got any gigs for us this week?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar?
It is 12 bar.
It is.
I'm guessing.
It is, yeah. So yeah, we have a week's worth of gigs from 12 bar, which is again on Denmark Street in London. Please do check it out. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, 13th of April, Hamish Meaney, Stuart Lewis, James Bray and Addison Axe. So check that one out. How much is that?
£6.
It is.
Hamish Meaney
could
be the most stereotypical Scottish name ever.
I wondered if it's part of the Amphetamines, because they were from Scotland.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
How's the Meaney spelled?
M-E-A-N-E-Y.
Oh, maybe not then, because they were M-E-A-N-I-E, weren't they?
Well, that was... Okay, true. But that was plural, wasn't it? Could you have Meaney, I-E, with just one?
Yeah, but Meaney still is M-E-A-N-I-E.
Right.
I think.
Okay.
I think.
We're all about the grammar.
We're all about the grammar, aren't we?
Thursday, 14th of April. Band of Outsiders, who feature in Mark Jeffrey and Jim McCarthy, and Willie Nile and Darrell Bath. There you go. How much did that is?
£6.
No.
Oh.
£10.
Good Lord. At the 12 bar.
I know, on a Thursday.
Are these men made of gold?
Maybe. There you go. Friday, Happy Martyr, Los Ladrones de Amor, Le Hungry Hearts, Sam Johnson and Jack, J-A-C. That's London Calling Night.
Well, so, if it's a London Calling Night, I'm going to say A, quality assured.
Yeah.
And B, £6.
It is, on both counts.
That tenor's really thrown me.
I know. Unusual. Saturday, 16th of April, The Eyelids, B-Movie Vampires and The Love Me Tenders. Again, London Calling Night.
See, I like the sound of all those bands already.
Yeah.
That is, they are names of bands to be respected, I think. And it's London Calling.
Yes.
So I'm calling it £6.
It is. It is. Sunday, 17th of April, The Beautified Project and Gasoline. G-A-Z-O-L-I-N.
Not Gasoline.
Gasoline. How much that is?
Calling it £6.
Yeah, £5.
Oh,
yes.
They're really messing with my mind this week.
It's not a clean slate like last week.
Naughty 12 bar. I think you rang them.
Maybe they listen. Maybe not. Monday, 18th of April. Good Weather Girl, Burnt Toast and Jake Emlyn. How much that is on Monday night?
I don't know, 50 pence.
No. £6.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And finally, Tuesday, Mike Brightley and more acts to be confirmed. So there'll be more on, obviously. How much do you think that is?
Well, I don't even dare guess, because the act could be made of diamonds.
Could be.
I'm actually refusing to guess.
Okay. But it's £6.
Oh,
there you go.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Easy 12 bar.
It's all over the place.
Does that conclude
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 bar?
Yes.
It does, doesn't it? All right. Well, here's a band that aren't on any of those this week. But they are, however, on Dirty Water Records. There's a lot of gigs on this weekend. There's a big one on Sunday. There's a 20-band benefit for Japan at Dingwalls. I don't know if it's 20 bands. It's a lot of bands. Which will be some sort of rockabilly affair for a Sunday all day, I think. And I was all set to go, but then I remembered I've got to do something at 7 o'clock that I'll maybe tell you about later in the show. This band, however, I don't think they're on this weekend, but they do gig quite a lot. They've got a new album out at the moment. Come via Dirty Water Records, called Hollywood Sinners. We played a track or two of theirs before. I thought I might let you introduce this one, Tom.
Okay. So yeah, this is Hollywood Sinners and Cielo una novia extranjera.
About us underneath us right now. Thank you for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm only doing one gig this week.
Oh, blimey.
I'm doing this Saturday at the Hob in Forest Hill. And I can't remember what I'm doing. I'm doing a set, but I can't remember when I'm on. I think I might be on last. I'm not sure. If you're in the South East London area with nothing to do, why not come down there? They always have a good bill on. It's a nice room comedy in a nice bit of South East London as it goes. And it's right across the road from the, I think it's an Overland station or an East London Line station. Anyway, it's not, it's Forest Hill, whatever that is. Feel free to get down if you can. I may try and go see Demented I'll Go on Friday at the Dirty Water, sorry, not Dirty Water, at the Boston Arms Music Room. This was a gig that was cancelled last month. One of the members of the band was injured and they couldn't do it. So it's been rescheduled, depending on where you are in the world, for Friday. Tickets are still available. Everyone who had tickets for the original one can go to this one, but there are some left as well. So I may try and get down there if I can. I know a few of my mates are going. I think Ant's going, I think, anyway. But I would recommend that, and that's in Tufnell Park. You can find more about it. Just if you just type in Boston Arms, you'll find the rest. Type in Demented I'll Go, you'll find out about it. I'm not doing any more than that. I'm not your mother. Tony, have you got anything on? Oh, just a personal question. No, I'm doing the show naked as usual.
Yeah. The only thing I've got is my parents coming back. They're from 2 months in Australia, I think, this week.
Oh, wow.
And I've got my dad's birthday to catch up on and Mother's Day, so I should probably be taking them both out at the weekend. Apart from that,
right,
driving around in my car.
You're going to be driving around
feeling all
in
green.
Your car and having hot rocking times with your folks. Not being that green by constantly driving it.
I know. It'll calm down.
It won't.
No.
I don't think I'd ever tire of that car. I love it. I absolutely love it. I tell you, no, I don't. What I was about to say is very wrong there. I don't love what I'm about to say. I'm just going to say it. Little sister.
Say no to be kind, little sister.
listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us. Thanks, doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dana Jade and her new single, Little Sister. I think it's actually the B-side to the new single, which is a version of another song called Galang, which apparently is a quite a famous song that I've never heard. But that's me and pop music all over. That is an interesting bit of... That's kind of a sort of... It's got a disco sort of beat to it, and then it's quite rocky. I'm liking it. What I want to know is, first of all, I forgot to ask you before, what's Hollywood Sinners' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Hollywood Sinners.
It is Tony 3, Paulie B, Internet 3. And what's Dana Jade's Facebook page?
Ooh, Facebook.com/Dana Jade.
No, but you've gone with Dana Jade, and maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not Dana Jade. Maybe it is Dana Jade. I don't know, because I don't know how to pronounce Dana Dana Jade. Mm. But you're still wrong. It's facebook.com/Dana or Dana Jade Music. Paulie the Internet 4, Tony 3, one song left. How is this going to pan out? Who knows? Tony. Mm. Oh, by the way, that also came through from Manila PR, I think. And thank you very much to them. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, knickers.
Yeah, quite a week this week. No much email, so I have no twat. Please do email me your twats. It's been a while now, it's been a few weeks, so please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. We all know the twats out there. Get emailing.
Perhaps. Mm. In the same way that the sun is out across the whole globe. Everyone's been nice to each other over the last week, yeah.
Maybe. Doubtful.
Or maybe the twats are all on the dark side of the moon. You Pink Floyd twats! Have you got anything to make up for that?
Yeah, so as I think we've mentioned last week, it's been a while since I've done the iTunes reviews. We've got four more since we last did them. So I'm going to read the latest iTunes reviews for the US. Again, if you haven't reviewed it on iTunes, do review us. Go to punkyradio.com and left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up the music store page on iTunes where you can review us. Please do reviews. 5 stars only, obviously. I will read them out. I read the US, Paul is the UK. If you're not in either of those countries, email me your review again, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll read them out. So here's the top four for the US. Last four, rather. Ha! And rock! I think this is the best of its kind. Two Fools punk
music. It's not this week.
Two Fools punk music and occasional talk of used knickers. I like it. Keep uniting fans and bands across the lands. By Hellrat. And that was 5 stars.
Thank you very much, Hellrat, and an excellent number of stars.
Yes. Best punk podcast out there. Again, this is 5 stars.
And again, no reflection on this week.
After years of listening, I can honestly say Punky Radio is the most entertaining music show I follow. In fact, I think it was my first. Music is fantastic. Paul's comedy anecdotes have me rolling each and every episode. And
Tony's, except this week.
And Tony's beds are totally unbeatable. The tagline of uniting fans and bands across the lands is the truest of truths. Through the show, I've been exposed to some great bands I would not have ever had the chance to hear otherwise. Give it a listen, and you walk away always looking. Though sometimes you end up with Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
That's by Scott Jakubik.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Single-handedly keeping the show afloat this week.
Nick's Towels. 5 stars again. Always blame the brown spots on a nosebleed. Yet another fantastic show. 7 1/3 stars by the Frenzy of Tongues.
This is a little bit of a fix, isn't it?
And finally, hey look, I review on iTunes too, and this is 5 stars. Hey guys, it's time I show you the support you so deservedly need, so here's your iTunes review. They're great! Since you guys seem to be done with those bookends carved in the shape of a woodpecker, mind sending them over the pond? Thought I could use them to hold up some books I have on Kitten Bloods. By Jim C.
Blood.
Kim Blurt.
That's about as an in-joke as you can get, isn't it?
So So yeah, there you go. That's it for the iTunes. So some good use of the old Swiss Pranto.
Yeah, excellent use of the Swiss Pranto there, which hopefully will be updated before too long by the third man of Punky.
Tony's little helper. Punky's little helper.
Tony's little helper, if he ever gets round to it. Because it's been about 2 months and he said, I've got nothing to do, I'll crack on with this.
Yeah.
He clearly has had something to do. Please do send your iTunes reviews in if you can do, and please do get Tony some twat because he's useless without it.
Useful.
Time for the last song.
Yes.
Fortunately, the music has been keeping the show up by its bootstraps this week against my useless nonsense. Hopefully I'll be back on form next week. Hopefully I'll be marginally better than this week. I do sound depressed, don't I, for somebody who's just had a lovely weekend.
A little bit.
Maybe that's why. Maybe I'm just on some huge comedy come down. We are trying to play at least one Japanese song every week. Normally via Japan Files, but last week and this week we are playing tracks by The Roots. The Roots are just one of my favourite bands, and they're Japanese garage punk. They've got a new album out called Alligator. This also comes via Dirty Water Records. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Roots? Oh no, hang on, what's Darna? We've done Darna Jade, yeah.
Yeah.
What is The Roots? I say we've done, and that sounds a bit rude. I've done Darna Jade, that's why I changed the name to Dana. What's The Roots website?
I think it's something like therootsjapan.com.
It is! Tony Four, poorly being Internet Four, an honourable draw. Ho ho! No way! The Roots, Tony.
Cool.
I know, they really, really are cool. Great new album from them. Do check them out via therootsjapan.com. That's the best way. Well, I do feel like this week's been a bit of a letdown and we've spent most of the show begging.
Yeah.
But why stop now, just when I'm hating it? please do get in touch with us any way you can. And also do make a point of listening to the online radio stations that we're still on. They are, of course, hussyskunk.com and Roach Radio, that you find via Facebook. Thanks to both of those for carrying our show. Tone, just remind people what they should definitely be doing.
Yep, I need your twat, so email me for that, tony@punkyradio.com. iTunes reviews, as we just mentioned, should definitely be doing those. But I've just mentioned that. Podcast Alley votes. Please do vote for Podcast Alley. We've had like a handful all month, so please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com and hit the top link, which is important. Please vote for us. Enter your email address and the subject in the comment. Don't forget also, email us your suggestions for the 300th show. And also your suggestions for any changes to the Punky Radio website, which is currently being redeveloped.
Which
slightly.
Is currently not being.
Well,
it's currently not being redeveloped.
Just very baby steps. Baby steps.
Baby steps, tiny acorns, etc., etc. Basically, no one's getting on with it. But they will do at some point. If you're not doing anything this Saturday night here in South East London, do come and see me at the Hob. If you're not doing anything on Friday night and you're in London, North London, Central London, or you can get there, go and see Debated I'll Go. You will not be disappointed. That's at Boston Music Rooms. I'm going to try and get down there, but I've been very good at not getting to gigs I've been saying I'm going to go to in the last few weeks. So I'm not promising anything, but I am going to try and get there. Tony, have a lovely week with your folks.
Thank you. You too.
I think that'll do, won't it?
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog.
Bunch of gun.